For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 18 through 21. When I first looked at this painting, I was confused. How can this man Jesus appear in the painting multiple times? The longer you look at the painting, you realize that the painting itself is almost as miraculous as the Passion. Created in 1515 through 1518, this oil paint on oak panel hangs in the Renaissance Gallery in the Spencer Museum of Art. This masterpiece is composed of five panels that result in two different images, the first of which shows the arrest of Christ as he is dragooned to Pontius Pilate. It was originally nailed to the back of the main painting, which was composed of the main panel with two trifold wings. But in the 19th century, it was modified to hang as a separate painting cut off from the original. The arrest scene shows Christ bound with rope being walked toward Pilate's throne by soldiers of the Roman army. Pilate sits washing his hands while a young man pours water and holds his scepter. A woman is leaning over Pilate's right shoulder, maybe telling Pilate of the arrival of Christ, or possibly voicing her opinion to crucify the Savior. All of the people are dressed in silvery white garments, and all have the same colored shoes except for Jesus, who wears none. Everything in the room is the same shade, except for the four pink and yellow, flower-shaped adornments above the crowd's head. The main picture shows four of the 15 stations of the cross, one of the times Jesus falls, Jesus' deposition, Christ laid in the tomb, and the risen Savior. The farthest panel to the left shows Christ holding the cross. He is helped by a man who is being beaten by a pair of soldiers behind him. A large crowd follows from what looks to be a city by the large gate and stone buildings in the background. A large tree and pathway flow into the main panel and the next scene. This panel shows Jesus taken down from the cross, lying in the hands of his followers. The cross stands behind them with a ladder leaning against it. Two angels float above, one is holding the crown of thorns, the other averting its eyes from the event below. An angel is also clandestinely hidden in the crowd, helping to hold Jesus. Jesus' mother holds his head, and Mary Magdalene is at Christ's feet with an alabaster box. But the skull and crossbones that lay next to it may suggest that Christ has died. A hamlet, forest, and mountain range sit in the background, as well as a large rock with an opening. A few people are gathered around the front and are holding a white-covered figure. This can only be Jesus' tomb. The tomb is covered with grass and two crosses as it drifts into the next frame. The final panel shows the risen Lord standing on top of a stone casket with Roman soldiers bowing before him. All are awestruck except for a man who is slumbering beside the coffin. He is lying across the same path that stretches throughout the entire painting. The backdrop of the mountains is also the same throughout, as well as the forest. This time, a secluded house and pond are behind, with a lady carrying a jar on her head. This painting leaves me with a sense of security, rectitude, and righteousness, because I am familiar with the stories told about such event, which is the reasoning behind choosing the painting. The Lord gave his only Son to us to save humankind, and this painting encompasses the sorrow for the death of Jesus the Savior, but expresses the joy and freedom from sin. Everyone should express righteousness through his or her own thoughts and actions. The Master of Frankfurt painted Descent from the Cross with scenes from the Passion. The Master of Frankfurt was not from Germany, but from Antwerp, Belgium, and might have not been one master, but several working in a workshop. For God so loved the world, that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. John 3:16. This has been Ben Rajeski with another Bulldog Podcast.